I like just to add another observation about, you see, after knowing Shurish Ches and looking at the Rambam in Hilchus Ovil, it's like an amazing thing happened, okay? And not knowing Periches, you know, yourself, you know, what's the pasuk? Why is he saying this pasuk? What's it now? But it's not like, you know, it's like Morav Masech Hashem. You know, it's like a Isay fella, okay? So, you know, we were talking about a Pirush Mekub, we see, because the impression is in the Shroshim, is the key of the pasuk, the kosuk itself is telling you about this, and can make a shlila into azhar, okay? Here, we're talking about a pasuk de sipur, and there's no pasuk, okay? The pasuk only says, from that pasuk we know that it's you know, it's that there's an issue that someone has to, that, does this, you know, it's not need to be in Hashem. Okay, Beseda. I just want to point one thing out, okay? So we thought Ki'ilu, that the Pirush Mekubal is coming to tell you something, and Mimela makes the Sibur into a Tzibur, okay? Okay. But if you think about it, and you look at two things, it becomes a lot more different, because does the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel say Mipi Hashmua Lomdu? He doesn't say that. Okay. Do we know there's a Pirush Mekubal? We know the Rambam's opinion is something like a Pirush Mekubal, but the Pirush Mekubal, which he quotes in the myths of Lo Yitameh, is not a pshat and posuk. He just says, we see in the moi cotton, there's a mitzvah say. It means the Matiki Hashmua said there's a mitzvah over in minyan mitzvahs. So all you have really, the Ram doesn't say, Piyashmua lomdu, that's the pshat and the posuk. You have Ki'ilu Tersik saying that not being noig avelus, and if we call aninus and avelus, I'm not getting involved in that issue, is we're frowning on it. And we have a Pirush Mekubal for Moshe Rabbeinu that there's a mitzvah, a minyan mitzvahs, that by itself should be enough to convert this sipur into a tzivoy. See, it's going a lot further. Because I was looking at it and thinking about it last week and examining it, you know, as I was, I said to myself, what's happened here? And that's all we know. You can fill in lines and gaps, but anything you're going to say beyond that is pure supposition. Okay? That is point one. Okay? Now, what I'd like to do is pick up in Shurish Tishi. The first little tidbit, which I spoke about last week, you know, either it's not, you know, major one way or the other, you know, either you got it, you know, or want to move on, okay? Because I think there are major interesting things going on in Shurish Tishi. And I think the most interesting and honest of them all, let's just read it. Hashurish Tishi. She'enuoy limnois halavim v'yaseh ki'im ha'dvorim. So the dvorim is very meaningful in minyan mitzvahs. We have to know what these dvorim are. Okay? V'hamitzuvim bohem. Da. We'll get back in each two. This will show you what's amazing happening. Da. She called Sibu Yatero Vazorel Vazoisero every mitzvah say and a loisa say, okay, which is minyan mitzvahs. Hine heim be arbo dvorim. They're one of four categories. Bedeos, Ubapulois, Ubamidois. Ubedibo. Okay. You know, what is the purpose of this? Why is the Rambam starting telling the stories? You know, we know that, you know, in the Geinim, there might be certain approach of mitzvah sichliyos and not sichliyos and categorizing mitzvahs, okay? But why in the world should the Rambam begin to categorize mitzvahs in the Shoshim, okay? And in Sherish Tess, becomes very, very odd. We have no clue why the Rambam is doing this over here, okay? And you understand yourself. To say this is a tangential remark, to start talking about the four different categories of mitzvahs is very odd, especially the placement of this, that he's just getting to started to tell us that you categorize minyan mitzvahs by the volume. What does it mean? Sometimes the Torah has an aseh and a lois aseh and mentions it many times. If the Torah is only repetitive and there's no new idea, let's say, so you say it's kefil alav l'chizuk or kefil aseh l'chizuk. And the Rambam says they're a different dovo. No! Then it's a separate mitzvah. So at the beginning of this discussion, just telling us this, he finds it necessary to tell us that there are four categories of mitzvahs. And the thing, you see, there are two different issues, you know. Well, you know, what does he want, okay? But you know, we can live with it or not live with it. But the more important and the basic question is not what does he want, but why in the world should the Rambam put this in the beginning of Shoresh Chi? Okay. You could imagine a general introduction, excuse me, to minyan mitzvahs and categorizing the mitzvahs. Same way we find the Baal categorize mitzvahs loisaseh according to Einshim, and then there's mitzvahs kumvaseh, and there's paushis, mesuz, and see whatever that means. There's the three categories, okay? Here we don't know what he's talking about. What does he want with these categories, correct? Okay. Now I want to go on and on, and I want to explain the answer to this question, Tiyad Hashem HaTov Olai, okay? Say that. We'll see how far we get, but you know, I want to focus on this. This, I mean, just think, if you think about the problem is just amazing. Okay? So let's start slowly, okay? The word dvorim, okay, is in Arabic, is every drama wrote his the Shoshim in Arabic, correct? So, there's an Arabic word over here. And the Arabic word is Al-Ashir, okay? Which is the root is Shi, Shin Yud. And Al, I guess, is like a Hey Yidia. And Shia is in plural, so it's Haddivorim, okay? That's why Ki'im had Dvorim HaMusarim, okay? Now, this word is a different Arabic word than the word Arabic word Ma'ane, Mem Ayin Nun Yud, which is the word for Inyan, okay? And the interesting thing, I just want to mekatsa on this. The Rambam, when he talks about how you define mitzvahs and what mitzvahs are all about in the psicha, in his akdomo, he says he's going to define the dvorim that the mitzvah is talking about. So it means that dvorim are very basic and important in mitzvahs, okay? And he does this here, and in the psicha, and it goes it again in Sheresh Chamishi, okay? I'm just gonna do this very short, but you see, in Shira Shishi, he flips the whole world around. And Shira Shishi basically says that if you have a lav and a say in the same dovo, which is the shir, it still is two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs because it's two inyon. That's what he says at the end of the shirish, which becomes absolutely amazing. So then the bottom line of what's the kaveya is not the volume, but what's in yonim. So how do you write shirish shishi and, you know, and write what in Rasa shirish shi, okay? And then you might ask yourself the opposite question. Assuming all this is true, okay, wouldn't you assume, let's say, the Nusach and Sherish Chi, would we with Ma'ane, with Inyan, wouldn't you assume that Sherish Chi should be after Sherish Chi, not preceding it? Okay. So I want to suggest something. First of all, if you look very carefully in Sherish Chi, it's Shishi, okay? The Rambam clearly says that Asei Shabbat and Loisa Shabbat, the reason why it's two mitzvahs is because of the Pirush HaMakubo. That the Matiki HaShmua said it, okay? And what he does is throws in for icing on the cake, you know? You want another reason, which you're not going to understand now because I haven't really developed it. It happens to be that it's two different inyan, okay? But that is not the reason that he really is projecting. He projects, okay. So I was wondering, that's first of all why it's not the Seder's okay. But I was wondering the following, okay. Are there real differences between saying that it's the volume or saying that it's an inyanim? Do we find in mitzvah saseh or mitzvahs leis aseh, they will have two aseis on something, okay, which are bedova echod, but it's two mitzvahs because it's two inyanim, okay? Or do we find the same issue in mitzvahs leis aseh, that really it's the same dovo, but it's two mitzvahs because it's two inyanim, two mane? So my suggestion is you don't find it. The only case that you find this disparity, this discrepancy between the volume, between the shai and the shi or the ma'ane, is only in Sherish Shishi. So since the main reason is completely independent of everything, it's because of Matiki HaShmua, so then the discussion is really a mute discussion. And you could present it as the volume, and you could present in the beginning of the shir, in the psich as the volume, and you have no problem, okay? I didn't prove anything, okay? I only suggested that I'm not sure there's a problem, okay? Okay, that is the beginning now. But you know what the amazing thing is? So he's using this idea of the volume, right? Okay. When he describes and he categorizes what mitzvah's all about, he uses and he says that it's ba'arbo or the volume. He's using the same Arabic category to explain what the four types of mitzvah's are. And that's also the same thing as Shia. But there's not Hadvolim, it's Dvolim. Da! I'm not sure what translation what you have. She called Tzivui HaTeiro the Azoroseho. Hey mitzvah sase, because Tzivuyim, you see this, he's coming off the backdrop. What did he say in Sherish Shmini? That mitzvahs or Tzivuyim, okay, which we knew already before he assumed that. But the Tzivuyim is a composite of mitzvah Tzivuyim of Aseh, and Asholos of Tzivuyim Olois Aseh. So it means, called Tzivuy HaTorah, which are V'Azor Aseh, which both the mitzvah Aseh and Olois Aseh, Heim B'Arvo Dvorim. Okay? And the same word. And it's amazing. He has a premise at the beginning of the Shurish and uses the same word to discuss what type of mitzvahs there are. Okay? So my suggestion is, which is going to take a major part of the shiur now, is that the Rambam learned, and what are these four categories? Deos, which is something about Yediyah and his boilinus and a limur omuk. It's an understanding of something. That's what the mitzvah is. Leida! We'll see about that. Then there's pulois, to do something. Then there's midos, so to see what midos are. Midos basically are probably character traits. To explain what they call in the modern Hebrew the ofi shaben adam, what he actually is doing, his character traits, okay, his trait. Okay. It's not like the midas that we learn in the Musas, okay, we'll see about it, okay. And then there's dibur, and pula is dibur, two separate categories, okay. And these are all called alboor dvorim. So my premise is that you'll find one mitzvah, and I'll show you the Lashon Rambam seems to point in that direction. Because he says later, because in the next paragraph, at least the next paragraph, I don't know where you're standing. I'm just going to skip a little bit. When he finishes, he has a long discussion and giving examples of each category, both the mitzvah seh, mitzvah lois seh, which is a major limud in itself, okay. Then he says like this, v'kasher husagu, elu inyonim, when you come to the conclusion and you understand these inyonim, okay, hine roi limnois elu inyonim, Hamitsuva, but he changes the word to man, okay, without any problem. Vamuza Hamitsuva, the assay. Vamuza Aleim, and the Lois Aseh, okay? Bein Shuhu Maise, O Deya, O Dibo, O Nida. Why is he repeating this? Vloy Nifna Luibu at Sibuyim. But I assume that it's in each category by itself. But if it's the tzivu is in a different category, you have one tzivu, which is a deya, and another tzivu, which is a pool, asholo, then it's two mitzvahs just by the mere fact that it's a different dovo. Because the dovo defines the minyan mitzvahs. Okay. So that's an amazing thing. Okay. Just before we start, we know very clearly that deis are meaningful in mitzvahs. Because we know from the fact where the Rambam sets up in Moreh Nevuchim that they heard at Har Sinai and Aseres HaDibros cold volume, okay? Cold volume, the Rambam says, they didn't hear Dvorim. They heard the kill of the Dvorim. Because someone who is not Roy from the Nebuah cannot have a prophetic experience and even have Sinai. Those who were not Roy did not experience the prophecy in Har Sinai, contrary to other Rishayim. Okay. Isn't that an amazing thing? How did Chazal say? How did Chazal say, okay, and explaining the memory of Simloi, it says there were two mitzvahs which they heard
מפי הגבור.
שומו מפי הגבור.
CSO, what does that mean?
שומו מפי הגבור.
שומו מפי הגבור?
They couldn't hear it! And the Rambam does against it, it just couldn't make any sense, correct?
So the Rambam does this amazing thing. These mitzvahs that they heard were deis, and they only heard the call, but they understood, they understood the tzivui through intellectual understanding. And that's what shamu. Shamu means to understand. And that is what happened here. Okay? So we understand from that the deis are something as far as mitzvahs are concerned. But we don't have any clue from that that deis are a reason to make different mitzvahs, or that deis are something Hashem in kfiyas minyan mitzvahs. Okay. So I would have assumed, because I don't find, you know, you'll find a lav sheyesh boi ma'isa, lav sheyein boi ma'isa, you know, you can start throwing words around or whatever it is, okay. Or Shemei Kalina might be in Dibor, but it's not in Pur. We can play around, but it doesn't tell you anything, okay? So I think the Rambam assumes, that's what I would just say, I don't see any source for this, that a Dibor and a Pula and a Amida and a Deya are different dvarim. And since the hymn is a double portion, the Dvorma Keveya, that by definition is enough. Okay? I can't tell you I know anything about this, but this is a premise the Rambam bases this about, and I'm not impressed. I didn't get the impression. The Ramban attacks him, but that's not really our issue over here, because we're not studying the Ramban at the moment. Okay? So that's what we have, correct? Now the next step. I'd like to show you an example of this. But that's what I think that line seems to point to that. Okay? I'd like to even show you two examples of this. Two examples of how this happens. Okay? Here we go. Here it is. We have the following quote. Now let's read a little bit over here. V'zeh sheita tzaveinu lizbor be'ezadeya. Okay. O shizhanu mi lizbor ezadeya. Kagon shizhanu mi lizbor hu elokus elokus lizulasai. Lo yeh lecho Elohim achirim al ponai. And then, if you go a little bit further, he says, v'tazhireinu me'eze pu'ula k'goin ma shehuzhalnu me'lahakir v'zuas liyisala m'lishtachavuis l'ne'evad zuasai. Basically, is another law in Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay, so I'd ask you, if you think about it, would you have assumed that Lo Yeh Lecho Elohim Alponai Achirim Alponai, and the issue of avoided to Avodah Zorah, the law really is the same thing, okay? And it's very clear in the Rambam, even setting up over here, there's two mitzvahs in the minyan. Okay? And that really is the law of l'shtishtach aveh lohem. Mitzvah loisa se'alef, mitzvah rishonah, מהמצווס לא יססה שלו לעלה במחשובו שישום אלוהה זו עושה הוויה שניהם לא יכולים
Elohim Acheru Aponai. And then Lo Yisaseh Shlo Lishtachavus Lavodizor. Afopi Shinu Derech Avodosa Vishtachavosh Nem Lo Yisachavelah. Okay. One is a Pula, one is a Day. Okay. Now, if you look at the Ramban, and both of them are on the Dibur Hasheni, correct? And Aseres HaDibur is correct? Correct. So what do you have here? An amazing thing. Because the Ramban learns, didn't what the Ramban discussing this? He discusses and he says, all the mitzvahs Loisa said in the Dibur Hasheni, okay, are really one. In the minyan, okay? There's one Dibur, another Dibur, okay? The Seder. The Rambam makes the first two Dibur's, shh! The Rambam makes the first two Dibur's into five. Well, that's a Zachar was five. God says two. So how do you get five? But Bundeshah, see, yes? Since they heard the first two Dibros, you should either heard five mitzvahs that they heard. How do you get two? So the answer is that in the second Dibor, the mitzvah cholok be'atzim yisoy dinai. One of the mitzvahs is like the first mitzvah, Anocha Hashem Elokecha. It's a day which you mass it from the cold volume. Everything else, all this is not that they didn't hear anything. There was no difference in the Aseres HaDibros between the first two Diburim and every other Dibur. It was all the same. They heard the cold volume, but the cold volume from the first two Diburs, they heard two mitzvahs, and they didn't hear the rest of them. Because the rest of them was, they didn't even know, they held their head, there was a kill of the volume, but they had no clue what it was all about, unless they understood it. Okay?
Okay. So it's a new understanding of the Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, plus the two.
Yeah. I think I might have mentioned that, but, okay? But now that we have this, and it's very clear over here that the Rambam is trying to tell you something about this, what I want to develop as much as I can, this whole idea of what is the difference between, because according to Rabban, it's all the same. What's the difference? Lo yelocha yimachiru aponai and lo yisishtach avulahem. Okay? Which is, that's going to be amazing. We'll see if we get to another example, okay? That's what I like to focus on now. But you can understand yourself that this, you know, this whole new insight, you know, I could have skipped over this, you know. It looks a priori, you read the Shoyish, you know, it's almost like that sending out a, what's he talking about, you know?
I'm not sensitive to the problem, I'm not real sensitive to it. Don't believe this, and don't have an idea, and don't do an action. Why is it so precious to be the same?
It's not the same, but it basically is. The Ram saying it's basically the same had it not been one is a daya and one is a pula. That's what he's trying to tell you over here. The fact that this is a daya and this is a pula, that gufa makes it as a separate dova. Okay? You're correct. The Ram could say a svara that these separate categories are different volume. Okay? But the fact, basically, the nose, the subject matter of the mitzvah is the same. The only difference is that the way the mitzvah is done. You have pula, you have a daya, and that's what happened over here. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. Now, I'd like to show you what this means. I'm going to tell you things, I hope, at least to me, what Chidush Nifloim and what Avodah Zarah is all about. And what liyelocha lehim acheim and whatever's happened, because I'll let you in, so I will come back to this later. If I'd ask you, Kabbalah be'eloha,
okay, Kabbalah Eloha, where do you put it? Under which love? Would you put it under the love of Lo Yechol Lehim Achayim Aponai? Or you put it under the love of Lo Sishtachavit? So everyone would say, without being an answer, but it even to stake the place, stake their life on it, that it's Lo Yechol Lehim Achayim Aponai. And the Rambam puts it into Lo Sishtachavit, Lo Yisrote. You understand? So what is going on here? What is this love? What is it? Okay? Okay? That's a reasonable question, okay? You see, what makes the question reasonable is that it's so counterintuitive that you basically understand yourself that the Rambam missed the boat, or our way of looking at things is completely nonsensical. Correct? That's what we have? Now, next. Let's do it, okay? Just to start off, if I would ask you, is Avodah Zorah, the Isa Avodah Zorah, okay? In someone violence, is it kofar beika hagodosh akol toliboy? Say pure, we know kofar beika, whatever it is, it's all the same, right? Right? But I ask, you know, we know it's like this kofar beika hagodosh akol toliboy. Just want to tell you, Sid, the Ram only uses this lashon by lo yelecho elohim achayim aponai. He doesn't use it by Avodah Zarah. And isn't it amazing also that Hilchos Avodah Zarah are separate halachas, and then this Hilchos Yisod Yatera, and Lo Yilecho Elohim Achayim Aponai is in Hilchos Yisod Yatera. And all the Yisrael Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah. So I ask you, you know, Tambah makes it all a mitzvah. I ask you, is Lo Yilecho Elohim Achayim Aponai? That's Avodah Zarah. No! Hilchos Yisod Yatera. Okay? That's also what he happened. You see, the Rambam is doing something over here. Also, listen to this. Per Gimel, Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hamakablo Olov, Echod Mikol Mini Avodah Zarah Beloha, Chayv Skila. Okay. Afilu Higbia Levena Vioma Lo. Vioma Lo. Afilu higbil alavena v'omar lo eliato v'chol kiyotze b'dibur zeh chayim. Chayim? Chayim for what? For the love of lo yishtachaveh. He's in the middle of Perek. He's not in Yisei De'atera. Talking about lo yelecho elohim achayim aponai. He's in the middle of Hilchos Avodah Zarah telling you something, and he says, and that's why maybe the ve'afilu higbia. Okay? So I don't know, it could be that without the higbia, it's nothing. And the Kabbalah Seluhus is only meaningful in terms of the higbia. And that's called lo shishtachavet. It's an amazing thing. Okay, listen to the lashon again. In the middle of the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explain the lav for lo shishtachavet. Hamakabel alav echad mikol mini Avodah Zarah beloha chayv skila afilu igbi levena. What's afilu igbi levena? That's what
the Kabbalah said the horse has to be with a Maiseh and a Maiseh. And that's the Lose Shtachaveh. V'yomah lo ha'ein li'ato v'chol ki'etze b'divo zeh chayi v'afilu chozo b'y teke l'divo v'omeh ein zeh eili ein chazo z'kuma l'niska. Look at the Lechem Mishnah, you see that word. Now, Uyvei mi'avo v'yiro shh is chayiv when there's Kabbalah syllabus. So I want to tell you, the Machayiv is not Oyvid Ma'avo V'yiro, it's the Maisa with the Kabbalah syllabus. It's all the same thing. And that's the Rambam. In Per Gimel Alochavov, Ho'ivid Avodizo Me'avo in Kibla Loh Be'loha Chayiv Skilu. It is what it is. Okay? Isn't Kabbalah Elohus and Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim Aponai the exact same thing? This is so, it's so counterintuitive with what we're talking about. See, we never thought of what Kabbalah Elohus was. We never defined it. Okay. Now I want to tell you what it is. The Be'emes and Deis and Pulis Achok and the Gamre. Okay? And as I said before, the Issa Lo Yelech Elohim Achirim Aponai is basically Deus Issei De'Atera. Kabbalah Elohus is only Nisa Avodah. The Lo Yelech Elohim Achirim Aponai is the to be Mala Aladas, that there's another being equivalent to Kaviyocho. Not there's another being that has power, there's someone else or something else like Kaviyocho. And this is Kfirah Beika, and only this. And that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisei De'Atera Halachavov, when he starts out Shiesh Elokam, whatever it is, Nims or whatever, and then he says like this. He says, V'yediyas Dovazeh, that which he mentioned Halacha Aleph in Halachavov, Mitzvah Saseh, Shenema Anoich Hashem Elokecha V'chol Amah Le'al Da'ate Sheshom Eloka Acher Chutz Mizeh Oy V'bolei Sase Shenema Lo Yeh Locho Elohim Achirim Aponai V'kaifa Bi'ika Shezeho Ika Hagodo Shal Kol Tolibo. And this is the day, and this is the peculiar thing. And he's not doing anything. He's been mala. He's ready to entertain the possibility. Mala adateinu. He's ready to entertain that. It means his deya, his yidiya amuka in Anoi Cheshem Lokecho is missing. And that's Kfirah Beika.
The definition of Elo Acher means the only.
No, Elo Acher means there's another God equivalent. There's a duality. And the whole time, the only time the Ram uses the word Kofa Beika in Mishnah Torah is only over here. Okay? And that's the Deya, and that's the issue.
See, it's not only what happened, is the fact that the mitzvah is a daya, even though kilo dova echod, transforms the whole way we think about what the mitzvah is. Interesting, in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vov, ho'ivet avodah zorah, echad ho'ivet, v'echad hazeveach, v'echad hamakate, v'echad hamnaseh, v'echad mishtachve, v'echad hamakablo olo beloha, v'oimet lo'i eliyato. You know, it's a pella. If you think about the Mishnah is talking about Oyver Avodah Zorah and giving you all the examples. And one of the examples is Kabbalah Beloha. So I'm learning that the Kabbalah Beloha is something else. It's the Chenisa Avodah Zorah. The Chabaduik in the Mishnah.
What's the Mishnah? Where is it?
It's the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. A Mishnah. Now, okay. Now, let me explain to you what happened over here. Okay? So this becomes mamish, amazingly interesting. Okay? If you look in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Avodah Zorah, it goes like this. Shhh! Iko hatzivoy b'avodah zorah, shelo lavoy echo mikol habruyim, lo lemaloch, loy maloch, lo galgo, lo kecha. When a person is oyved a galgo, a maloch, al kecha, he thinks that that's Elohus, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kaviyochu. Or he thinks that they have some power independent of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I want to gain something from that power, which is a very different idea. It's not kfir b'ika. So listen to what he says. Iko hatzivui b'avodah zorah shelavod echo mikol habruyim loy maloch loy galgo loy kecha v'lo echad me'avo yisaydis l'echad mikol nivroyim mehen v'af al pi she'oived yodeya she'ashem hu hu Elokim. There's no issue about that. It's Hashem and he's Elokim. There's no lo yelachol him achirim aponai. V'hu oivin hanivro hazer al derech she'ovad enoish v'anshei deiroi t'chilo hari ze oiva avodah zorah. En hoido in avodah zorah in Kabbalah Elohus, the Kabbalah Elohus is that, you know, I have your power. I want to make a deal with you. You have an independent power of the Rebbeinu Shel. And that's what Avodah Zorah is all about. It's not kfir b'ikar. And that's what the Ram says. In Perek Beis, Halacha Daled, we'll see how far we get. But each word over here is mamish, like it's a new world. Mitzvahs Avodah Zorah kineged ha-mitzvahs kula hu shnem v'chisishku v'leisasu es kol ha-mitzvahs p'yashmu olamdu shem Avodah Zorah kosu v'dabar. We're not talking about lo yelachol lehim achirim, it's talking about Avodah Zorah, it's talking about shkula kineged, it's like kfir b'ikar. It's an interesting thing. Holomarito from this Pirush Makubal that this is talking about Kolmada. Holomarito shekol amoide b'avodah zorah kif b'chol haTorah kula u'b'chol anivim u'b'chol mash nitzavu anivim me'odom v'atzei for'olom shenem me'ayim asher tzivu Hashem b'holo l'doros seichem v'chol akif avodah zorah u'moide b'chol haTorah kula b'chol anivim or anivim v'chol mash nitzavu anivim. But it's not. So Derech Agav, it comes out that Avraham Avinu Shtaygin Kilo, excuse the expression, was not only understanding that Lo Yelachol Lehim Achir Aponai, but he wrote the Abba Meir Prokim Kilo. This, you refine the whole issue, not only about this issue, but the idea of independent kriches Makadosh Baruch Hu, and worked it out. That was Avraham Avinu's chiddush.
We don't understand why this is. If it's not kofer bikur, why is it kofer and kotor?
It's, you know, it's a very important yisui, but it's not kfius. It's not kofer bikur. Okay, the pasuk tells it it's evil. Okay, the pasuk tells it's evil. That's very clear. But the lashon in yisui the atira sheishom Eloha acher chutz mizeh. It's an equivalency. Now, let me read to you something. When you come then in Loisa Sehei, that's where he puts, first of all, the Loisa Lechalohim in Yechusei Taylor, because that's a day. Then he puts here, there's no Haloha Adas in Abu Dazor, Sheisha Loha Acheshu Sibu Rishaina, or Poyla Matsius. And it's a whole law. When he's foolish, look in Mitzlois and say, hey. Boruhu! Lois and say, hey. Boruhu! Ki aminen abu de zoro, hakabona boy, koma sheneabad mi balade Hashem. There's no equivalent to relationship. It's any avoidah to anything except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avodah Zarah is all about. Because you're giving them independent powers. Or even powers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can mashpi on them. That somehow they can do something for you. Okay? So it comes out that the Ramban putting all these mitzvahs together as one lav, okay, lo yilacholim machem aponai is everything, okay, and the Rambam over here is mamash two different worlds.
I don't see why one is saying that the Deya and the Meisar is the Mechalik. You're pointing out that the Deya is a totally different idea.
I'm saying the fact that it's a day, it makes it like that. That's why it's a different domo, because it's a day.
I could have had a day that says, don't attribute koch to anything else. And then don't do a maisa, but
It could have been such a thing. It could have been that there was such a day, okay, it could have been. But that's not the way the law says, lo yeh lecho Elohim achirim, that's what it says. That's the day it is. See, for example, I want to show you something, okay? Maybe I'll split this up to answer your question. Because I think the Rambam made a major about face from Pirush Mishnayos. And you know, we talk about the Yigimli Kadas, Kilo, they're in cement. I'm not sure, okay, about this. Because he writes in the fifth one, listen to this. Vayisira Hamishi, Shuhu Yisale. Who asher roi le'ovdoi ul'reimemoi ul'farsen gedulosoi u'mashmosei v'ein oisen king l'mash l'matim men mitzias men amalochim v'akrichovim v'agalgalim v'yisaydis v'chom ma shehukav mehen v'fi shekulam mutboim pulaseim ein lehem shiltoim v'lebechira elo etzoni yisal. There's no independent Rotze. V'in oisin oisam em soyim lagir bohem elov.
El klapov yisala yichavna machshavos ve'anicho kol ma shezulo seinu. Okay. So I would say this is Satan Shalma Yisrael, correct? Can you imagine the way he ends it? Listen to this. V'zeh ha-yiseid ha-chamishi hu azhoro al-avodah zorah. Basically, what is avodah zorah? It's a deah! It is the azhoros avodah zorah! I mean, excuse me, I'm not trying, you know, I don't know if it's kfira to say, you know, there might be differences, you know. When I saw this, I was just astounded. Because he basically is making a budzol into a deya. And mo'nevuchim, he takes the opposite approach. Listen to this line in mo'nevuchim. Yeah. The Rambam has different categories of mitzvahs in Moed Nevuchim. So the first category is Deis Shosh Yosh. It means you say this thing, Deis, okay? Shosh Yosh. Okay. You know what the second category is? Haklal Hasheni. Ike. Yisui Avodah Zorah. Issue Avodah Zorah. So Issue Avodah Zorah is not in the Shoshim, but you know, I was said, you know, you give me Kadas, it's mamish like the world is turned upside down. And I would have assumed that he's moving in that direction already in Mishneh Torah, because even though everything is put into Hilchos, is Sefer Mada, he describes Sefer Mada as two things, as those deis which are the ikrim, and then also those things that everyone has to know. And in that is it was Talmud Torah and it was Shuva. And the question is, where does Avodah Zorah fit in all this? It's not 100% clear. But I think in Moed Nevuchim, it's like the world changed, okay? And I think in the way he set up, even over here at the beginning, if you recall, in the Psicha, he had something called Hilchos Avodah Zorah. And he knew there was something called Hilchos Avodah Zorah, okay? And there's many Yisur. Like a whole new world. Okay. This I found absolutely amazing. You know, I always imagine that no one in the world can question, you know, what's going on. What's going on in the Ikrim? Okay. I'm not questioning it, but it seems that what he's referring to is this. See, I can imagine it's an Ika Hadas that you shouldn't think such a thing. It's basically your question. I can imagine it's an Ika Hadas that you shouldn't think such a thing. That they have independent Klichas, okay? But I can't in my life say that that's the Issa Avodah Zorah. Because the Issa Avodah Zorah is an Issa Pura, the way it sets up in Sefer Mitzvahs. And I assume let's go by the Mishneh Torah. And in Pirush Mishnayos, it doesn't seem to be like that. And that's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Now, there's another example, okay? Which I'll tell you, which I would like to just, instead of making an example, I'll make a few other points because I don't want to leave like in the middle, okay? Here
example, we'll start here in Ches, we'll see if we'll finish it. Kagoin Mashnit Stav Vinu Lizbo, okay, B'Yedias HaYichud, that Lizbo, and that he's using over here in the Lizbo, that strange word, Va'atakad, which is in the Arabic, which he uses in the first mitzvah saseh and the first mitzvah loy saseh, and it basically is yediyah amuka. Lizbo, that's what he translated, different way, whatever it is, okay. Now, in mitzvah beis, it's also the same thing. Mitzvah hayichud. Hu atzivui shenitztavinu b'yediyas hayichud. Okay. The Pola Metzias is the one that makes the world run. The Sibu Rishonah is the one that existed before. That's Havaya, which is the Shem, which existed independently. And Elokeinu is the interaction. It basically saying, Havaya Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That the Havaya and Elokeinu are the same. But the Pola Metzias, he's just saying over, it's not philosophy, he's just touching up the Pasuk. Okay? So we're just going to ask ourselves the question. We'll begin to ask it, okay? So there's a mitzvah of mitzvahs I say, V'u'omo Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a mitzvah in many mitzvahs called Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay. So I ask you, is there a separate mitzvah called Kriyishma? Is there not? What's happening? And that is going to be the beginning of the next year of Metz Hashem Bli Ned. The Rambam Mitzvah Yud, look at Mitzvah Yud, that was Mitzvah Beis, correct? Mitzvah Say Yud, what does it say? Yeah. That's the vision of the Kriyat Shema. So it's the vision of the Kriyat Shema. Okay. So the two mitzvahs in Minyan mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and another mitzvah which is mitzvah Seh Yichud. And we'll see, and I'll leave you with that. The interesting thing is that both Aloch Zedelis and Yireyim have only one mitzvah. The mitzvah Kabbalah Soch Shemai, which is all the same in everything. Okay? And that, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up. And Mitzvah Hashem, the Shiur will be in 2 weeks on Thursday. I apologize.
Have a good trip.
Okay?